This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom. We're continuing Daf HaShavua. We're doing tonight Daf Samach, Hey Omed Beis. And the Mishnah said as follows, that if there are, so the Mishnah said, Rav Meir says, there's some things that are like Noilad, but they're not. And the Chachamim don't agree. How? If you say, I'm not going to marry Plainus. I asked her, I'm not going to marry Plainus because her father's bad. And they say, oh, don't worry, her father died or her father did tshuva. So the halacha is, it's like Noilad, but it's not like Noilad. What does it mean it's like Noilad, but it's not like Noilad? They're like Noilad, but the nether is batal. And the Chachamim did not agree. The Rav Meir basically says that if the father died, it nullifies the nether. If you say that I'm not going to marry so-and-so because her father is bad and he died, so it's not really Noilad, and therefore we matter the nether. So Gemara asks, on Samachim and Alf Meis, Noilad hu, if he died, that's something that came about, that's new. So why would Rav Meir say it's Noilad, but it's not Noilad? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna, Nase Ketoila Nidroi Bedavar. It's like he specifically and blatantly made the nether dependent on the father being bad. But if he's not bad because he's dead, then it's not a nether anymore. Says the Ran, Nase Ketoila Nidroi Bedavar Kedepricious. Like I explained, Mishum Hachi, that the Ran explained in the Mishnah, it's like he was toiled the nether on something, because since he said the father is bad, that's mashma only so long that he's bad. So therefore it's, the Ran says, Mishum Hachi Shari Afil B'loi She'elas Chacham, therefore it's mutter even without asking the Chacham. V'hachi Yisra B'Yushalmi. We find this in the Yushalmi, the Amrina and Hasam, we say over there, Mebnei Shu Ketoila Nidroi B'davar. It's like you're hinging the nether on something. V'oimer Koinam. If it's, someone said, I asur shani nene lish ploini, then I'm not going to get pleasure I'm not going to give pleasure to ploini. Kozman shu loivish charim, as long as he's wearing black. Lovish levanim, if he puts on white, mutter, it's mutter. Reb Zeiro b'shem Reb Yochanan, Reb Zeiro in the name of Reb Yochanan, afu enet sarach she'elas l'chacham. That you don't even have to ask a chacham because it's batal on its own. You made it be toile on him wearing black, and he's not wearing black. So basically, this neder, it was a good neder, but it's hinged on the fact that the father is bad, but he's not bad. So you don't need a chacham to matter it. The conditions are not present. It's not a neder betos, but it's also you don't need a chacham to mevatel it. You said it's only a neder if the conditions are the father is bad. He's not bad. He can't be bad when you're dead. Says the next answer in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ukvar meis, ukvar asa tshuva ta'amrila. The case is where they said to him, he already died and he already did tshuva before you made the nether. So it was a nether b'tos, so the nether never got off the ground. The Ran says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kfar meis, kfar asa tshuva kamrinan, kalaymer shameis koidem nidrai. That is, he died before his nether, v'havale nether b'tos, and it's a nether in error. V'tzarch il Rabbi Yochanan, hechi katani yesh dvarim, shehen k'noilad. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a question. What do you mean there are some things that are like noilad? This is not Noilad. The Kivan the Kvar Mesloi Domino Noilad Klaus. Since he already died, it's not similar to Noilad at all. Okay. So now we're going to ask a question. We're going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan. Says Gemara. Masiv Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba asked, Koinam noi she'ini noi se la plainis. I asked her that I'm not going to marry plainis. Kura. Because she's disgusting, varehi noa, and she's really beautiful. Turns out she's beautiful. Shchayra, I'm not going to marry her because she's black, varehi levana, and she's really white. Kitsara, I'm not going to marry her because she's short. Varehi aruka, she's really long. Mutter ba, he's mutter in her. Loi mipnei shekura venasis naya. Not because she was ugly and she became beautiful. Shchayra venasis lavana. Not because she was black and she became white. Kitsara venasis aruka. She was short and she became long. Ela shahaneder tos. It's because the neder was a mistake. It was a mistake to begin with. This is what it says at the end of the Mishnah. It's another Mishnah. We're going to see this Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav. So, it's a neder that's tossed to begin with. Bishlam Rav Huna de Amar Nase Ketoyla Nidre Bedavar. Bishlam according to Rav Huna, who says the reason why in our Mishnah on Daf Samachi it's not a good neder is because he blatantly and explicitly made a toila in something. So we have two different halachas that are taught, one on Samach Hei, one on Samach Vav. Samach Hei, we teach the din of toila nidra b'davar acher. Samach Vav, we teach the din of tos meikara. Tana toila nidra b'davar, v'tana neder b'tos. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kfar Meis, Kfar Asa Tshuva, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who he says that our case is it's a neder b'tos because the father already died and the father already did tshuva. Lama li lamisne tre zimni neder tos. Why do I need a Mishnah both on Samach Hei and on Samach Vav to teach me the dinim of tos? And the answer is kasha taka. It's a good question on Rabbi Yochanan. Ran says Tana toila nidroi bedavar hainu reisha. That's the reisha disha aviara. Of when her father, this is the resha of when her father was bad. V'tana neder b'tos, dahinu seifa. It taught a case of neder b'tos, which is a seifa. Nadar ku'ura, v'harehi na'a. Okay. Says the Mishnah, v'oidam Rameir. Rameir said another halacha. We could be poiseach a Pesach from a pasuk in the Torah. We say to him, "Ilu ha'yisa yedea, if you would have known sha'ata over aloisikam aloisitar, that you're violating loisikam loisitar, via loisisna zechichu bevavecha, and don't hate your brother in your heart, via havdal recha kamaicha, love your neighbor like yourself, v'cheyachicha imach, shehu ani." Because your brother is poor, and if you're not going to give him ana, you won't be able to support him. If you would have realized you're violating all these mitzvahs, would you have made the neder? Amar, if he says, if I would have known that this is so, I never would have made the neder. Then he's mutter. So the Gemara asks, Amar le Rav Huna bar Rav Ketina l'Rabbanan, Neima, why don't we say, called him ani, anyone who's poor, lava alai nafal, he could say, just because the guy became poor, he's not falling on me. It's not my responsibility to feed him directly. My dematuli lefarnasi bahade kule alma mefarnasale. What falls upon me to support him, I will support him together with everyone else. Well, the way tzedakah works is when people need money, they go to the fund, and the fund supports the guy. So, the person who asserted himself from giving hana to his friend, it's not like he's giving his friend hana directly. A tzedakah collection will make a collection. He'll give it to the general collection, and that general collection will decide whether this person needs the money or not. But it's not like he's directly giving him hana. So, why can't he abide by the neder? And at the same time, he could also support the guy, because he's not handing money to him. He's not giving money in his pocket. He's merely giving it to the communal fund. So he's getting the money to him. He's funneling it to him very indirectly. Amar lei, the Rabbanan said to Rav Huna bar Ketina, Ani oimer, I say kol hanoifel eino noifeli de gabay tchila. When someone falls to tzedakah, he doesn't fall to the gabay immediately. He first falls to the relatives. So we could tell this guy, you know, if you would have known that you can help out your relative, would you have made the neder? And he says, no. Says the Ran, Velema kol dema ani lava alai nafal. Heichi katani. How could it teach the person loy that we could open up a Pesach? Shema ye ani. How could it teach we open up a Pesach? Because maybe the person who you said you're not going to get hana will become poor. V'i'ata yachal afarans, we won't be able to support him. U'ketani la behedya. And we taught explicitly that your obligation to support him comes from the pasuk menakasa b'toira da'ama mechayv v'hachi le'malei. Why can't the person who made the neder say, kol demiyani, if son becomes poor, lava alai nafal, he's not falling on me, sha'ani mechayv l'farnasi levadi, that I should be obligated to support him by myself, kulei ama mefarnas alai, the whole world has to support him, v'rashayhu b'kach, and he's allowed to say this. Afal pisha also alav nechasav, even though his friend is asur get hana. Sharei lo yitin biyadai. He's not putting it in his hand. Elol yad gabai. He's putting it into the hand of the gabai. V'kivan she'imratza gabai litin la'achar shes biyadai. And since if the gabai wanted, he could have given it. He could give it to someone else. Shari davalei kahidetan. It's like that which we learned. Noisein la'acher. You could give it to someone else. Misham matana. As a matan of halal mutterbay, and that someone else's mutter. You could always funnel money that you're usher to give hana to someone through a third party. And the answer is, when someone comes to tzedakah, they don't come to the gabay first, they first go to the family. So we say to this person, if you would have known that you won't be able to support your relative, you wouldn't have done this. Says Aran, Kol anoyfe alay noyfe alay deigabay tchila, ela shoyel mikroivav, he asks his relative, Misparnes, and he's supported, vahi shaita, and at that moment, ka'adar, akra, he's violating the pasuk that says, d'chse v'cheo chicha imach. Okay, says the Mishnah, poyschen la'adam b'ksubas ishtay. A person, we could open up a Pesach of a neder, with the ksuba of his wife. In other words, we could tell a guy, if you would have known that because of this nether, you're going to have to support, divorce your wife, and pay her a ksuba, would you have made the nether? And if he says no, then that's a valid Pesach. So how we're going to have a story now. There's a story about a guy, Shenadar b'ishtayhana, mei ishtayhana. He asserted, getting hana from his wife. And so he has to give her a get. Why? Because if he can't get enough from his wife, he can't live with her, and so now he has to divorce her. There's a story about a guy who asked himself from getting enough from his wife. And his ksuba was 400 dinar, which is like a double ksuba. He came before Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva obligated him to give her the ksuba. He said to the guy, Rabbi, shmoina meis dinarim hiniach abba. My father left only 800 dinar. Natal achi arba meis, ani arba meis. My brother took 400 dinar. I'm going to take 400. Loi daya shetitol hi masayim vani masayim. Isn't it enough that we'll split the ksuba? Why should it be that she gets everything from my Yerusha? Amar loi Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, no, afilu atamachar seir roishcha, even if you're going to have to sell your hair, atanoisin la ksuba, so you have to give her the ksuba. So the guy said, if I would have known, I never would have made the neder. Amar loi, he said to Rabbi Kiva, ilo isi adeh shuken, if I would have known this is so, loi isi neder, I never would have made the neder. V'hatir Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva matered it. Says the Quran, Shema Mina, I'm sorry, Poyschem la'adam k'subasa ishtay sha'imrim lai, we say to him, ilo yisi yadea shehei alecha lefraya k'subasa, if you would have known that it would be a comment upon you to pay the k'suba, klom nadarta, would you have made the nether? I amar lav matir naisif, he says, no, we matter to him. Shema Mina, metaltali mishabdi l'k'suba, okay, now, Vaiter in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Metaltali mi meshavdi l'ksuba. In the case, Rabbi Kiva says, that if he inherited 400 dinar, he has to pay his wife his ksuba. But are metaltalin meshubed to ksuba? Metaltalin are not meshubed to ksuba. Metaltalin mi meshabdi le ksuba. Amar Abaye, karka shava shmaina meyas dinar. We're talking about where he inherited land worth 800 dinar. So he inherited land. Land is definitely meshubed to the ksuba. Says Gemara, Iva haktani saroishai, saroishi metaltalihu. Rabbi Kiva said, you're going to have to pay your here. And here is considered metaltalin. See the Ran. Shmamina metaltal mishabd l'ksuba and samach leikas ramei and the Rabbanon. So is Rabbi Akiva going like Shitas Rameir? V'hakatani sa'ar roishcha u'sa'ar ha'roish metaltali havi v'amar le Rabbi Akiva the mechayev lizvuni. Rabbi Akiva says you have to sell your hair. L'frayak subasa hachi kamar le afilu atamaycher sa'ar roishcha v'oichel hi toiref. So back to the Gemara. The answer is, no, the hair is not meshubah to the ksuba. What Rabbi Kiva meant was that even if by selling the land you're going to become poor and you're going to have to sell your hair, you would still have to sell the land, even if it means that ultimately you'll have to sell your hair. Says the Ran, Hachi kamalei, afil atamecher sa'aroishcha va'oichel, he toirefes kol hakarkois. She'll collect all the karka. Afil lo yishar lecha davar. Even if you're not left with anything, ela shetetzorech limkar sa'aroish chalecha. You're going to have to sell the hair of your head. Says Gemara, right? Afilu ata moichar sa'aroish chalecha. Says Gemara, shma mina in mesajin lebal chayiv. From here we see that we do not make an arrangement for someone who owes money that we should make sure that he has enough to support himself. We make him pay back a debt, and even if that means he's going to be completely poor and he's going to have to sell his hair, so be it. Says Gemara, Shema Mina, Ein Mesajin Lebal Chayiv. We see we don't make arrangements for a Bal Chayiv, says Aran. Some say, no, we leave, if somebody owes money, we leave him with his bed, with a mat, and with his items of profession, and food for 12 months. We learn out mach from Erchin. The ikuman da'amar ein mesajin. And from here we see we don't make arrangements for the guy. We'll leave the guy with nothing if it means he'll have to sell his hair. Okay, that's Samache Amad Beis, and hopefully with Hashem's help we could do sometime later Samach Vav. Okay, Agatin.
Shall we finish the next line?
Oh, sorry. The good. I'm Rav Nachman b'Rav Yitzchak. Loimar she'en mekarin shtar ksuba. Rav Nachman says like this. Really, we will make an arrangement for a Bal Chayiv to leave him with enough property. But why is it different here? Loimar she'en mekarin shtar ksuba. It means we don't tear up the ksuba. She gets to hold on to it. Meaning, really, I'll say that she does not collect all of his assets, and we will leave him with bare bones necessities. But what does it mean that he'll have to sell his hair? It means that she's going to hold on to the ksuba. So what does it mean? Rabbi Kiva is not saying you have to pay the ksuba even if it means you're going to have to sell your hair. He's telling him, even if he's going to give up all of his money, ultimately he's going to have to pay what he owes. Let's see the Ran. Says the Ran, Loimer Shin Mekanshtag Suba, Kalomer Inachanami, Demisadrin, Miu Hachi Kamerle, Afilu Ata Oisel, if Nimishur Sadin, even if you go above and beyond, Vein Charoitza Besidur, and you don't want an arrangement, Loi Tachshav Li Pater, don't think it's going to exempt you. Will never tear up the ksuba, so that if you find more assets, she'll be able to collect what you still owe her. It's true that we learned in Erechin, Nasan Sela, if you gave a Sela and you still owe more of a Hesher, Ein Loyal of Klum, you don't owe anything. Vesidur Me Erechin Gamrinla. That's regarding Sidur. That's regarding when you don't have. Aval Inyan Hesig Yadloi. Once you're able to afford it, you're going to have to pay up the entire debt. What does this mean? What Rabbi Kiva's point is, this is going to be different than Erechin. By Erechin, let's say you say Erech Pliny Olai, and I'm not able to fulfill it. So then, what do? You pay whatever you're able to pay. And you don't have to, and if you get more money, you don't have to pay the rest. And there are dinim of paying a debt that I learned out from Erechin, but not this one. Meaning, she'll still hold on to the ksuba. And if one day you get the funds, you're going to have to fill it. You're going to have to pay it up. Okay, so we'll continue later at the Mishnah. Shkayach. Kol tov. See you later.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.